This is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping the local area. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builder Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Thank you for being here this afternoon as we cover all kinds of topics of interest to Douglas County. In studio today, Sunrise Enterprises CEO Jim Wilson. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Kyle. Thanks for having me back.
Yeah, go ahead and get real close to the microphone there.
Yeah.
And remind people, because there's always new people moving in, et cetera, what Sunrise is all about, and kind of give us more about the background of the organization.
Yeah, Sunrise Enterprise has been around since 1969, and we're solely focused in Douglas County. We cater to people with disabilities. That's our mission. So the driver is to find vocational and education or employment opportunities for people with disabilities. We do that in a variety of ways. We have our thrift stores up in Sutherland, down here in Roseburg, far south down to Myrtle Creek. We have one in Winston, and we go as far west to the coast at Reedsport. So that's our retail operations, and we have a lot of people with disabilities that work in those stores. We also do contract landscaping and janitorial business. We have over about 50 accounts over those two types of business enterprises where we provide landscaping and janitorial services, and again, augment our workforce with people with disabilities to do that. We also have a wood products wood mill down in the Green District. We do remanufactured wood for a lot of different companies. We do products for Roseburg Forest Products, Eagle Forest Product, Oregon Door, a company out of California called JCT. And then we also have two other programs that we bring people in with disabilities. One's called Day Support Activities, or DSA. Those are designed for the people that we've assessed, and either they cannot find something employment-wise within one of our enterprises, but still want to get out into the community, be included, so they can come to one of our facilities, and then we go out on community events, rock hunting, go to wildlife safari, go bowling, do all kinds of fun things. And then our last component is we do community employment. We have over 40 businesses in Douglas County that will hire people that we've assessed, gone through vocational rehab assessments and things like that, and we will then find them jobs for those employers that would like to hire them.
Now, how long have you led the organization?
Yeah, I came down here in April of last year, April of 2022, so I'm kind of coming up on 18 months. Been probably the best move I've ever made. I came from a high-tech technology and operations, so someone with no nonprofit, no really close association with anybody with disabilities, I found my dream job. So it's been a lot of fun to be down here in Douglas County, especially in the Roseburg area, since April of last year.
What made you entertain that switch?
Yeah, no, I woke up early in January of 2022, and I knew I wanted to continue to work. I had just sold my last venture capital-based company, and I knew I still wanted to work, but I knew I wanted to do something different. I wrote two things in a little journal I keep. I basically wrote down, I want to help people, and I want to do something different. And literally about 3 weeks later, someone that I knew really close to me is going, hey, what are you doing these days? And I said, doing some contract consulting work, but looking for, a real-time job. And they turned me on to the Sunrise opportunity, and I threw my hat in the ring and was lucky enough and fortunate enough to get the job.
So talk about a new area that you're unveiling recently. The idea of being able to provide tiny homes.
Yeah, no, that's part of the reason why I was brought down here is to bring some new ideas and some new, enterprises, business opportunities. And we kind of scoured the market on what's something that we could do that fits our mission. Again, our mission is really to help people with disabilities learn new skills, new employment skills. And then secondary to that was you know, you just can't help notice, not just in Oregon, down here in Douglas County, but everywhere, that there's a homeless crisis. So kind of kicking around with our general manager, Steve Perry, out at our Wood Products, we talked about starting to build a tiny home about January of last year. And, you know, finances are tight, so we kept kind of noodling on it, and I kept applying for grants, and we finally got a grant. And we decided to build our first tiny home, again, to serve our mission of teaching people new skills, which will be construction or handyman type of skills, and then hopefully help with the homelessness crisis that's kind of nationwide.
Talk about this grant. Where did it come from? How is it going to help you out?
Yeah. So, you know, as a nonprofit and kind of being new to the nonprofit world, I, you know, learned about grants very quickly. So that's a good way for any kind of nonprofit to get some money. So I was doing some research after we kind of narrowed down on some ideas, and I put tiny homes and homelessness in some searches, and then through an affiliation that we have with Source of America, Source of America had a grant that they would provide $20,000 if we could provide, you know, something that's going to be new that would provide new job skills. So Source America, we get a federal contract, the BLM contract that we have for janitorial landscaping services. And so they were very, you know, they knew Sunrise, and, you know, they saw what that I wanted to do with this initial grant. So they okayed up to $20,000, and I went back to Steve and said, can we build one for in that price range? And he said, absolutely. And so that's how we got started.
So building something so small seems simple, but yet I suspect it's really complex when you're trying to figure out exactly how much to pack into the available space.
Yeah, that was the hard part. We were really going after kind of a niche market with this. We did a lot of research. We partnered with a lot of different organizations. There's one up in right up north of Sutherland in Oakland called Operation Tiny Homes, and Gabrielle from there was very, very helpful, kind of showing what they build. But those were pretty big. Those were like 10 by 20, 10 by 30, very, very spacious. And again, we wanted to kind of have a smaller footprint. So we took a lot of time and drew out a lot of different sketches. We also pulled up a lot of plans that were online, and we knew in an 8 by 10 space, and we also knew we wanted to make it totally functional by having a shower, by having a toilet, and by having a sink inside the unit, that our space was going to be pretty confined. But we were able to pull it off. So if you kind of envision the tiny home, you open the door to the right, you have a sink, you have a toilet, and then you have the shower. And towards the left, you have enough space for a futon. And then right at the base of the futon, we have a space for kind of like a mini dorm size fridge with a microwave on top. So space was very much into our planning, but space was also where we're trying to be kind of that niche market too, where, you know, what we're trying to build is, you know, someone could definitely use it as permanent housing, but we're more looking at organizations that are looking to help what other, you know, what their mission-based clients are looking for, either in a transitional or you know, kind of a stepping stone to real housing. So that's kind of why we settled on that 8 by 10. But we do definitely have plans for bigger and other kind of plans for on-grid and off-grid type of models.
Now, I know that some of the sheds that people built that sometimes are not a whole lot bigger oftentimes come in kits, but I understand that you're not doing it that way. Talk about that.
Yeah, so we definitely we built ours like your home builder. I mean, everything that we built would be in a bigger house. We just put it in an 8 by 10 space. So we have R30 insulation, we have wiring, our toilet, sink, and shower are connected so that it can connect to our sewer system. We have 100 amp power, we have James Hardy siding, we have a tin roof. Those kits that you see, you know, they're very price affordable. You can get them from Home Depot, Amazon, anywhere basically, but they don't really come with that kind of flexibility. They don't really come with the shower in them, or they're really not designed to have a shower and a toilet. They're really just kind of almost to be like a you know, kind of a man cave or a she shed type of, but then they kind of point, you know kind of market it as kind of a tiny home. But it's not any say thing wrong with that. A lot of agencies are using that. The problem with not having the facilities in there, and I say facilities in the terms of a shower, a sink, and a toilet, is they almost become inhabitable, sorry, stumbling over that word, after someone uses it for the first time. If they don't have a toilet, shower, and a sink, unfortunately, you know, they're just not going to go out in the elements or go across the community where they're living to go to a community bathroom or community shower. So they end up kind of using that. So when you see these kit built or these kind of, you know, they bring them on a pallet and you pull up the sides, you know, after a single or a couple of uses, they're pretty much need to be trashed. Ours, if someone comes in and wants to really use it and keep it up nice, there isn't any reason this thing can't last 20, 30, 40, 50 years.
Wow. We're going to talk more about what's going on and also an opportunity to take a look at one when we come back. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com, 1246 at News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN. Inside Douglas County, 1249. Lars Larson coming up at 1. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio at 4. Tomorrow we'll talk about the Umpqua Community College Foundation on Inside Douglas County. Today it's Sunrise Enterprises CEO Jim Wilson talking about the tiny home and a community showing that's coming up later in the week. Talk about that.
Yeah, no, we decided that after we built this that you know, we wanted to give an opportunity to the community, and then even outside of Douglas County. So I have invites out all across the state and even across the country. But, you know, we didn't want to just build it and sell it right away. So on Friday, this Friday, 10/27, October 27th, from 1 to 3, out at our, what we like to call our wood products facility down in the Green District off Carnes Road, we're just kind of having an open house. So you think of a Sunday when you go look to buy a house and you see a sign, well, that's what we're going to kind of do. We'll just have it out there. It's pretty unstructured. There's no hard pitch. It's just going to be able to come see the house, tour the house, look inside what we've done with it, and then ask us questions on, you know, how we built it, and then, you know, also ask us questions what we're going to do in the future with it. So, again, this Friday from 1 to 3 out at our Wood Products, Sunrise Wood Products facility off Carnes Road down in the Green District.
So what's the idea in terms of, or and maybe you're still kind of working this out, do you want to work with an organization that is helping the homeless, or do you want to kind of work with people on an individual basis, or what thoughts do you have?
Yeah, it's almost a little bit of all the above. So, you know, definitely the homelessness crisis has brought, you know, kind of an attention to, you know, tiny homes. But there's, you know, I've worked again with Gabrielle from Operation Tiny Homes. Another lady, her name is Sandy, and she's with Operation Webs, and they build tiny homes for the veteran. You know, they're basically homeless veterans, and they work with different organizations that, you know, will bring them an individual and usually bring them some kind of sponsorship, and then they'll go ahead and start to build out the house. So for Sunrise's plan, that's kind of, you know, the model. That, you know, we want to kind of be a supplier. We've kicked around the idea of building communities where we build them and then put the houses there and then, you know, run the community and help the people. I think that's a little bit down the road for us, you know. So to get going, we'll partner with about anybody, you know, individuals that have an idea that they want to do. Maybe they have a loved one that they want to keep close to them on their piece of property, or, you know, if there's you know, some kind of organization that, you know, can see that would help their mission or what they're doing. Here in Douglas County, I've already had Umpqua Homes, Natasha, their CEOs, come and take a look. They have some ideas. Jerry O'Sullivan from ADAPT, you know, has come by and taken a look. So we started those discussions, and we have some ideas. But we're kind of, you know, again, want to be a supplier, and you come to us and you tell us your needs, and we would like to start to build them for them. Because, again, for us, it's the mission of teaching skills for people with disabilities to learn something new to do.
What's it cost to build one of these?
Yeah, so this particular unit, we're about 11,000, a little bit over 11,000 in materials. We had two resources on about a 3 to 4 week build timeline. And, you know, we're very confident that, you know, because that was our first one, we learned a lot, that our price point is trying to be in that 15 to 20,000 range for cost. And then, like this particular unit, I've just kind of have it out at 25,000 right now. It's not a firm number, but, you know, we need to make a little money off this so we can continue to build more. But, you know, for this 8x10 size, staying kind of in that 15 to 20 range and then selling it for 25 is kind of our model. But again, it's our first one. We have plans to do bigger and different accessories to make them off-grid. So, we're really confident in what, you know, what we proved is, can we do it? Can we do it in a timely fashion? We could, about 3 to 4 weeks. And can we build it in a way now we can mass produce them? And we have the room and the space and now the know-how to really start cranking these out.
Where were you able to access some of the materials needed from?
Yeah, so we have some really good corporate sponsorships and discounts through Lowe's and Home Depot. So we utilize them. We use Longs here in Douglas to get our building material, a lot of our wood, the 2x4 and the plywood and the tin roof material as well. So we try to stay very local, or, you know, I know that the Lowe's and Home Depot are chains, but working with the two here, right here in Roseburg. So where we source most of our material, that's what we would like to continue to do. We'd like to build it as a community or a commercial opportunity where we do get sponsorship from tool makers, maybe Home Depot, Lowe's, so that we can help lower our cost. But, you know, we kind of have to kind of demonstrate what we can build first and demonstrate a demand. And we didn't hope that other people will start to step in with some corporate sponsorships.
It sounds like a lot of work has gone into this. I'm looking at the picture of it, and I noticed the one thing as well that you don't always see is kind of an overhanging eave, almost a little porch situation.
Yeah, no. Our idea was to distinguish ourselves from trying to be that kit-looking thing that, just out of necessity, a lot of the local agencies are putting up just to get people off the streets. We really wanted to make it a home. You know, it's, if you look at it from the outside, it looks like a home, and you have, you know, to make it that way, we had the overhang, we put a porch. The other reason why we put a porch on there is so if someone wants to sit outside, they have a little place to put a little lawn chair and sit out there. You know, we put a lot of thought into, we don't want to just build these that, you know, whoever's going to move in, we want them to feel good about it. It's a nice place to live. It's safe. I mean, we put a extra heavy door on there with a deadbolt and a lock. We put in the insulation and we did all the nice paint and flooring. If you come and see it, it looks like a regular house, just 8x10. And we did that by design because we want people to be proud that they're living in there.
I'm just looking at the front of this on the either side or the back. Do you have windows?
Yeah, we have one window. We contemplated putting more, but we definitely knew we wanted at least one window. So as you kind of come in and you open the front door, we do have a window off to the side. We thought that was important so that we get some natural sunlight, so it doesn't make it look like a box that someone living in, you know. So I think that was a really nice added feature that we put in there to kind of make it more homey.
Now, if there are people that are interested in getting involved with this in terms of being a sponsor or donating towards this work, how do they do that?
Yeah, they can come to the Sunrise Enterprise website, which is Sunrise Helps, www.sunrisehelps.com. And we have a donate button. You know, we have the flyer out there as well. Just drop us an email or, you know, use the contact us from there and tell us how you want to get involved or if you want to sponsor. We'll take all the help that we can. And once we get into that mode where we're mass producing this, we do want to make it kind of a community. We definitely want to teach skills to our people within our organization, but we also wanted to open it up to volunteers that want to come and help build these tiny homes with us.
All right, again, that open house 1 to 3 on Carnes Road on Friday in Green. Jim, thanks for coming in.
Yeah, thank you having me on again. Thank you.
You bet. 1257 News Radio, 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. It's presented by Concrete Builder Supply. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it around and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications. Stay connected with local news and information. News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.